Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, honey, you remember years ago when I kind of decided, and you looked at me and smiled, but I decided that intelligence was not a criteria for having a driver's license in any state or country. Now, I offer this observation because one of my irritations in life...
May I say amen to that?
...is slow drivers choosing the fast lane. It wouldn't surprise me to learn there's a network of slow drivers in the fast lane who text one another when I'm running a little late. Invariably, that's when these, as we used to say in Texas, slowpokes show up. I vividly remember a Saturday morning when I was driving you to a church conference, when again I was confronted with a slow driver in the fast lane. Before I could even begin murmuring, the Lord gave me an interesting parallel, and as a result, I will never look at slow drivers the same way again. The Lord said, in my interstate highway system to the abundant life, I've created a fast lane for those who hear my word, seize my promises as their own, obey my traffic signals, instructions to success in life. The road to the abundant life is more clearly defined than any location on MapQuest or even a Rand McNally map. For example,
in 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5, it says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Hallelujah.
If you seek the Lord, then he'll make you prosper. If you don't obey his word, then you're bound to hit potholes on your journey to the debt-free lifestyle. On that particular day, as I began passing the slow driver in the fast lane, I started speaking blessings as the Lord stirred 7 questions about slow drivers from a scriptural perspective.
Hallelujah.
Number 1, where are they going? Unfortunately, most people have no idea where they're headed in life or what they'll be doing when they get there. That type of attitude or mindset is not what the Lord has in mind for us.
Mm-hmm. In Philippians 3, verse 14 in the New Living Translation, it says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
God wants us to have a clear vision on where we're going in life and what we'll do when we get there. He also wants us to know it's a journey that we will not be making by ourselves.
Another hallelujah. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8 in the Classic Amplified says, it is the Lord who goes before you. I love that.
I do too.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will march with you. He will not fail you or let you go or forsake you. Let there be no cowardice or flinching, but fear not. Neither become broken in spirit, depressed, dismayed, unnerved, with alarm.
Now, we can also be comforted on our journey. But Joshua 1:9 in the New Living Translation. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
I love it.
I know.
And such confirmation.
It really is, baby. Number 2, why do slow drivers choose to drive in the fast lane?
That's a good question.
Some people drive slow because they don't have a vision of where they're going or what they're going to do when they get there.
Proverbs 29, verse 18 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he.
If we don't have a vision, then it's not possible to set proper goals because we'll have no idea where we're going. A goal is a vision of how something is before it is.
In Isaiah 35, verse 8 in the Message Bible, it says, "There will be a highway called the Holy Road. No one rude or rebellious is permitted on this road. It's for God's people exclusively. Impossible to get lost on this road. Not even fools can get lost on it. No lions on this road, no dangerous wild animals, nothing and no one dangerous or threatening." Sounds like your kind of road, honey.
I know, I love it.
I know.
When you know where you're going and why you're going there, God will be your navigator on the journey. Hallelujah. Number three, slow drivers in fast lanes are oblivious to their surroundings. But God wants us to be aware of our surroundings. But see, our surroundings, our circumstances, He wants us to be aware, but never limited by them.
In Isaiah 40, verse 3, again in the Message Bible, it says, "Thunder in the desert, prepare for God's arrival. Make the road straight and smooth, a highway fit for our God. Fill in the valleys, level off the hills, smooth out the ruts, clear out the rocks. Then God's bright glory will shine and everyone will see it. Yes, just as God has said."
Great scripture. As we travel the highway of life on our journey to the debt-free lifestyle, no doubt we will encounter roadblocks, detours, potholes, sinkholes, obstacles, changing terrain, and even hitchhikers. But here's what we got to know. When we follow God's directions on our journey, we will always, always arrive successfully.
In Proverbs 16:3, one of my very favorite scriptures, Proverbs 16:3, this is in the New Living Translation. It says, "Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed."
Hallelujah. Number four, do slow drivers see the cars in their rearview mirror, flashing their lights, urging them to move out of the fast lane so they can pass? Have you ever started to pass a slow driver only to have them speed up to keep you from passing? If time permitted, I believe I could offer a pretty accurate personality profile of a driver who does that. But time will not allow. Maybe another day. In life, you will encounter people who say their goals are the same as yours, and they're headed to the same destination as you are. Seeing it doesn't make it so. Let me say that again. Seeing that it's the same doesn't make it so. Not only that, there are those who want to take shortcuts to their destination. Success doesn't work that way.
Matthew 7:13 in the Message Bible says, "Don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff. Even though crowds of people do, the way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention."
Wow.
Amen.
Number five, do slow drivers realize that some states even have laws regarding the speed limit for the fast lane? When we obey the speed limits and observe the various highway signs, we will arrive at our destination. Otherwise, we'll end up on the side of the road, lost.
Deuteronomy 28:45-46. Deuteronomy 28:45-46 in the Message Bible says, "All these curses are going to come on you. They're going to hunt you down and get you until there's nothing left of you because you didn't obediently listen to the voice of God, your God, and diligently keep His commandments and guidelines that I commanded you. The curses will serve as signposts, warnings to your children ever after."
Obedience to God's directions brings rewards.
Like it says in Job 36:11 in the New Living Translation, if they obey and serve Him, They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures.
Number 6, do they understand the danger posed to traffic by driving slow in the fast lane? We need to keep focus on our destination while listening to the instructions and directions of the Lord and not those of people who may be as lost as a goose in a blizzard. Focus can simply be defined as whatever has our attention. As a driver on the highway of life, our focus will determine our destiny.
Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3. Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3 in the Message Bible says, "Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever."
Number 7, do slow drivers know they may be inciting road rage by their habits?
Mm-hmm.
Never be inhibited or discouraged by drivers. People who would hinder your progress and or short circuit your dreams. God will protect you and your vision, your journey from those who don't share your spiritual insight or commitment.
Psalm 27:4 in the Message Bible says, "Point me down your highway, God. Direct me along a well-lighted street. Show my enemies whose side you're on. Don't throw me to the dogs, those liars who are out to get me, filling the air with their threats."
Child of God, our Heavenly Father wants us moving in the fast lane to financial freedom and success. But we must follow his instructions to avoid road hazards and other drivers that would slow us down or keep us from reaching our goals. One more thing. Over the years, I've learned, much to my wife's pleasure, I've learned to pretend that I'm on vacation when I'm traveling in the presence of slow or bad drivers. Truthfully, it's comforting beyond words.
It is once you learn to say, "Hey, we're on vacation."
That's exactly right. And that's what we do. I want to encourage you to think about that and then try it. And see, there's really, when you think about it, it's just not wise to allow some driver to affect your day or get you in a mental state that you don't need to be. God wants you on the fast lane to your destiny, and he's willing to travel with you along the way. So don't pick up any hitchhiker like the devil. Don't allow him in your thought process. Amen? Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. If you've been blessed by the teaching, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. While you're there, check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.